Long days and pleasant nights, fellow explorers. I decided to do another Q&A, not for any special reason. Not like the last one. It's not commemorating anything. It's mostly because I enjoyed the last one so much. I guess if this is commemorating anything, it's the start of the Final Fantasy series, but that doesn't really matter that much. So this Q&A is about anything you want. Of course, you can ask me anything. I will be cherry picking answers or questions. I will be cherry picking answers as well. But yeah, so it's really just to have fun, and because I'm not releasing an extra video this week, so why not do a Q&A? Yeah, so let's just, this will be about an hour or so. If there are any super chats, we'll handle those at the end, but let's do it. Out of curiosity, do I speak any other languages? I wouldn't say I speak any other languages at this point. I studied French for a couple years on my own, and then I went to France for like a trip, and so that was really like my final test to see if I could actually speak French to any Frenchman. And I did all right, and I was able to read some stuff, so I'm far from fluent. If I had to gauge my French fluency, it's like kindergarten level, you know, it's very child level. I studied German for like 6 months. That's not much. And now I'm currently in the process of studying Japanese, which is going well. I'm really enjoying it. It's a very fun thing to do, I guess, is to learn a new language. Very wildly different from anything I've done in the past. And so I'm not even really a child level of Japanese at this point. I've pretty much just got hiragana down, katakana down, and I'm going through the Japanese from Zero workbooks along with George's videos on YouTube, and I've really just been enjoying it. It's fun. Let's see here. I plan on doing more longer SCP videos, 30 plus minutes. Yeah, I mean, there will be those, of course. I look for long SCPs specifically. There aren't that many that are that lengthy. So really, the longer videos tend to be like canon stuff and you know, like the big hub things or like groups of interest things. And really, the problem is I would try to put out a video every week, and I really don't work ahead. So trying to squeeze in these super lengthy videos in a week is tricky, but I've done it, and I'll do it in the future. How are the Final Fantasy videos coming? Well, I guess, yeah, I should talk about Final Fantasy a little bit. I'm really enjoying it, which was the goal. The goal was to do something I personally really enjoy. Not that I don't enjoy everything I've covered, but this was something that I was like, I want to do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it happen because I'm a big fan of Final Fantasy in general and 14, which I've recently finished playing through for the first time. So it's a really enjoyable thing, and now I can basically say I get to play a video game as part of my job, which is obviously a goal for a lot of people. So the recording aspect is really enjoyable. The writing aspect, in which I have to then watch all the footage that I record and go through all the dialogue piece by piece, that's a lengthy process. I mean, especially because I'm shooting for 40 minute or so videos each time. It's a lengthy process, but it's, you know, a lore that interests me. It's especially because I've already played through the whole game, that helps a lot. So I have like all the framework in my head already. The editing process, that's new. That's a new thing. Instead of, you know, just cutting up my audio and then looking for artwork that's appropriate, now I'm cutting up video game footage, and that's unique. Especially the second episode is going to be especially unique because we're going to be going into dungeons, and we're going to be doing group content, and my initial idea for this is to do montages, just like a short little montage of each dungeon with like music, you know, in the foreground. And I don't say anything and I just have a little musical montage. That's my initial idea. The problem is, of course, copyright. Once you bring music into the foreground, it's like, hold up, hold up. People need to get paid. So, as you know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to give it a try. If I get copyright claimed immediately, then I don't know. We'll just maybe stick with voiceover. Would I ever do a reading of a tale from a fan of my channel if it's not connected to the SCP Foundation? I don't know if that's called a tale. It's just a story. Just a story. Maybe? I don't know. I'll say this. If I ever did so, it would be because I thought it was really good and because it has no dialogue. I talked about this last time. I don't want to do character voices, so that's why all the tales I've done have no character voices in it. Let's see. Will I ever cover Black Ops Zombies lore? Not, I guess I would say not by choice, as in I wouldn't be like, I'm going to do this because I love it. But, you know, if it ever comes up in a poll and wins a poll, then yeah, I'll give it a shot. Do I invest in the stock market? Not currently. I've dabbled in the past. You know, I've done the calls, I've done the puts. You know, I've been on Wall Street bets, of course. I had my spat with it. I basically broke even. I was like, all right, that was fun. I'm out. It's stressful. It's too stressful for me, man. Like going to bed and waking up and like, oh my gosh, what is going to happen? What is, you know, it's just not for me. I mean, down the line, I hope to just sort of have some investments and just sort of slow and steady. But at the moment, I'm not invested in anything. Any more Lovecraft narrations? Yes, absolutely. Lovecraft has written plenty of things that don't have dialogue in them, so there will be plenty more readings of that. And ideally, I'd like to, you know, it's mostly just I gotta look around and find out similar stuff that doesn't have dialogue. That's really like the main key. Eventually, maybe I could give a try at some voice acting, but narration's just a lot easier. What topic have I covered where I have no idea what images to use? A lot. SCP really... I didn't really have that issue before SCP, but then you start talking about these like really abstract concepts, metaphysical, pataphysical, you know, it's just like... Anytime you see me use imagery of like any fractal artwork, that's when I have no idea what to put in. A lot of the times, I'll just use, like, really generic, like, control artwork, concept art. I'll just throw that stuff around because it's like, I don't know. It's good enough, you know? Yeah, the meme stuff. Sometimes in videos, I did a video where I just used images of waterfalls because it's like, what else do you want? I mean, it's either going to be blank or waterfalls. Pick one of the two. Or the dogs and cats one, you know, where I just used images of animals. $39.99. My favorite 001 proposal? Probably Ouroboros. For multiple reasons. Not necessarily because I think it's the best one, but I think it's my favorite one. Am I a full-time YouTuber? Yes, I am. Best job I could ever get in my life. Well, you get a bonus SCP when you hit a million. Oof. I don't know. I should do something special for a million. That's kind of far off, though, so I'm not really concerned with it. Do I read comics from Marvel, DC, or other brands like Dark Horse? A little bit. Not that many comics. I have a subscription to Marvel Unlimited or something like that. For a while, I was going through the task of reading every single Hulk comic from, like, the very first one all the way through the years, but there's just so many. I kind of burned myself out because I was just reading like dozens of Hulk comics every day, and it's like, I got to get back to it. But other than that, I don't really read that many comics. So I'm like, like trying to go from the top of the chat, and then it just keeps scrolling up, and I keep trying to just read a question. Will I make a series about Monster Hunter? This might have been even before I started exploring series, or maybe shortly after. I thought about doing like a Monster Hunter sort of bestiary series. I think initially my thought was almost like a parody of like a nature documentary, but featuring Monster Hunter monsters. And then maybe I transitioned to something more serious, but I don't know. I don't know if there's really enough lore to warrant a whole series, but it is one of my favorite video game series. More Lord Blackwood tales. I hope so. SmapD, who has written pretty much all the Blackwood tales, they emailed me specifically informing me of that new one, and I was just, yes, I got to do it immediately. So hopefully more of them keep getting written. And if I ever write anything with SCP, it will be a Lord Blackwood tale. If I can think of like a good plot. Am I going to explore the Fallout series? I wouldn't be shocked if that happens, like within the next few years. That's one of my favorite video game series as well. That one, I think, does have a lot of lore. I prefer the original couple rather than the Bethesda ones, but yeah, I think Fallout has come close to winning in the past in the polls, so I wouldn't be shocked. Will we get more D&D videos? Not for the time being. Like I've said, I want to stick to trying to do one side series per year. So D&D had its year. I know that's not what everyone wants to hear, but plenty of people didn't watch the D&D series. You know, it wasn't like blowing up for views. So I don't, you know, it is what it is. I like to switch year from year. What has been the most challenging, difficult SCP video for me to make and why? Ouroboros, just due to the sheer length. I mean, that amount of writing that I was just doing, you know, just, yeah, it was. And then getting images for that lengthy of a video. Thankfully, that has paid off in spades, and it's my number one video, so that's good. I'm glad for that. It's your birthday. Can you get a happy birthday? Yes, Chi Chi Pagan, happy birthday. And to anyone else that it's their birthday, happy birthday to you as well. What did I do before this? My family owns a very small, like, home art company that I worked at that I did not enjoy. I was in, like, the shipping department, so it was just, like, putting pictures in boxes and shipping them out day after day. It was mind-numbing. So I'm, you know, they're still going. They're doing fine, so I'm glad that I could break off. Have I ever gotten bored of the SCP universe? Well, not currently. In the past, like when I first discovered it, I read through the first 1,000. I would say at that point I got a little bored of it and I left it. But nowadays it's so much bigger than it was. There's so many, you know, there's so many authors involved doing all sorts of different things. It's sort of hard to get bored of it. Well, that was the 4-hour Lovecraft video harder to make than Ouroboros. I wouldn't say that, but I will say, doing a reading of Lovecraft is one of the hardest things I do. for whatever reason, the way that Lovecraft writes his sentences and his paragraphs, it's so difficult to narrate without making a mistake. Because his sentences will sometimes go on for like five lines, you know. It basically, his sentences are paragraphs. And I try to do sentence by sentence. And, if I make a mistake in a sentence, I start it over. So for long stretches of that At the Mountains of Madness reading, I would make a mistake every single sentence, and I would have to do each one twice. And it was just, it makes me angry at Lovecraft. Put some periods in, man. But yeah, it was all right. I mean, I don't have to write for that, so it's easy. Gamers Against Weed. God, I can't do anything without somebody asking about Gamers Against Weed. Let me just be clear. I don't want to do a video on Gamers Against Weed. I don't. So if I ever do one, it's sort of against my will. And just because enough people have just demanded it and I've caved to the pressure. But no one has ever given me a good explanation of why I should do Gamers Against Weed, except that they think it's funny. And that's just not good enough. I already did the joke SCPs. I mean, you link me some good Gamers Against Weed SCPs that you think are good, not because you think they're funny, and then we can chat. We can talk. Do I have a favorite alcoholic cocktail? Mojitos, I guess, would be my cocktail of choice. I don't drink that much, but if I do go to a bar and I get a cocktail, it's going to be a mojito of some kind. When I was in Germany, I got like this raspberry mojito. I was on like this man-made like beach resort in the middle of like the woods. It was really weird, but they had this raspberry mojito there that was just very good. Favorite group of interest? Church of the Broken God or Sarcasm, I guess, or UIU. I really do like the UIU. Well, I do a collab with an animated SCP YouTuber. If they ever reach out, I would gladly lend my voice. As for me bringing them onto my channel and making like an animated exploring video, I think that would be awesome. That would be a lot of like collaborative effort, and really that would be mostly their effort. So I think it would just be something better that's on their channel so that they can monetize it and they can just, you know, and I can just lend my voice or whatever. You know, I would do that for free, whatever. But, you know, them doing all this animation work for my channel, then that gets into the monetization thing. And it's like, how much am I supposed to pay? You know, you're doing like 90% of the effort at that point. Or, you know, I don't know. So it's a little tricky. Is Red Reality still my favorite SCP? Yes. Yes. Although I think like the DJ Cactus is sort of the Cactus verse, the Wrath thing, and the Otto Papadopoulos thing. I think that could sort of become, if he continues to work on it, it could sort of become like a conglomeration of my favorite SCP. But as a singular thing, yeah, Red Reality is my favorite. Favorite Final Fantasy 14 job? Currently, I would say Astrologian. I've been leveling up a white mage and really have been enjoying that. But I tend to enjoy just healers in that game. How do I pick what to make a video on? I look at ratings often. So highly rated stuff is generally catches my interest. Length. So if it's a longer SCP, I'm more interested in it just because I think it makes for a better video and I tend to enjoy it more. I also look at everything that DJ Cactus writes. That's pretty much, I mean, next week is a DJ Cactus video. So, you know, just is what it is. I do take suggestions, of course, in my Discord server or in comments on Twitter, things like that. People suggest stuff and I'll give it a look at the very least. It's not like I sit here and I just read every SCP and it's like, well, this is good, this is good, this is bad, this is bad, you know. I have to sort of depend on other things, you know, ratings and suggestions. You're a writer. How would you go about submitting a short story to me with zero dialogue in it? You can message me on Twitter. You can message me on Discord. You can email me, mangmang@gmail.com. Any one of those. I will give it a look. When does the next Final Fantasy video come out? Next Thursday. Should be. About a week from now. I am currently in the writing process. When was the last time you were truly scared of an SCP? Never. I'm not one of those people that gets frightened by words on a paper. But the only one that I ever said was like, this is messed up. I think this is messed up. Like, who thinks of this stuff? Was the Yule Man. And nowadays, I feel like the Yule Man has become, like, super popular. But when I did my Yule Man video, it might have been the first Yule Man video. So I was a hipster for Yule Man. But, yeah, that one, I was just like, this is some messed up crap. Good, but kind of messed up. Have I ever considered writing an SCP article tale? Like I said, if I ever do, it will be a Lord Blackwood tale. I just need a good idea for it and sort of the willpower. Are any Final Fantasy games connected? Not story. Well, yes. Like Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy X-2 are sort of direct sequels. The Final Fantasy 13 games are all connected. But like 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, those are all completely disconnected. They're their own storylines. The only things that really connect Final Fantasy are the monsters, some terminology, you know, some concepts. Like Moogles, you know, appear in a bunch. Chocobos appear in a bunch. But storyline, pretty much you can pick up any Final Fantasy. It'll be its own thing. Do I still think Final Fantasy 14 is worth getting into this late in the game? Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And I think eventually we'll get a point where it's like, it will be a 300-hour commitment to pay attention to the story and get up to date. But for now, yeah, I think it's still worth it. What's my favorite SCP video I've ever made? Ugh. I mean, the Ouroboros cycle is just an accomplishment. I'm a big fan of that. I don't know. None of them like really jump out at me and like, wow, this has my mark of approval. This is a standout. I don't really have a high opinion of anything I've done. So it's hard to say. No, off the top of my head, I'd really have to like look through my list, but off the top of my head, Ouroboros Cycle is the only one that jumps out. Are there any fictional universes that can be explored with a single video? Well, yeah. I mean, obviously. The more you summarize, the more you can squeeze into one video. So, I mean, and that's what inspired the Exploring series in the first place, is because I saw a video that attempted to explain the entire Cthulhu mythos in one 15-minute video. So, I mean, you can do that. You can summarize all of Final Fantasy 14 in one, you know, 20-minute video. It's just, you're cutting out a lot of stuff. So, sure, I could, but it's not really what I do. Am I ever going to stop with the SCP series? No. I have no plans to stop the SCP series. I do have an eventual plan to slow down the SCP series and make it like twice a month and then bring the side series, whatever I'm doing at the time, that will become the main series once a week. I don't know when that will be. It will be a point where I'm struggling to come up with like a video to do. And I just need to like slow down and like let the authors catch up and keep writing and things like that, and I'll slow down. Favorite 001 proposal, I answered that. Ouroboros cycle is my favorite. I don't think it's necessarily the best. Love for me to do more audiobooks and pay for a subscription just for them. Flattering, but again, you haven't heard me do any voice acting. All you've heard me is narrate, and that's what I... It was Trey the Explainer. Yes, that's who it was. A particular video I wasn't really looking forward to making. No? No. I wouldn't really do it. Because there was one time, one October, I was like, I'm going to make a video all about the history of witches, the history of like witchcraft, you know, in the real world. This was the idea I had. And then I sat down, I'm like, this will take me 3 weeks. So let's nix it. And so that's basically what it is. I won't do it if it's something I don't want to do. I'm fortunate that I can be in that position. Any tips for someone who just started a new narration channel? Now, when you say narration channel, I'm not exactly sure what you mean. Is that like a reading channel, or is it more like what I do of writing a script and summarizing a concept? No. Really, I've just been bumbling through. I'm fortunate to have a voice that people enjoy. So that helps a lot. There's nothing I did for, I mean, like when I do a narration, I do sort of put on like an affectation. I deepen it a little bit. I slow it down a little bit. This is not my narration voice, as you can tell. So it is. And if you go back to like my very early exploring videos, like Cthulhu and stuff, it's more like this voice. Like it's not, but then for a while I did like really sort of like mysterious, you know, more like a darker, mysterious tone, and I really tried to like amp it up, and that didn't work out either. So did I ever expect to get this popular? No, absolutely not. When I first started exploring stuff, exploring Cthulhu Mythos, I was making those videos for like my 30 viewers at the time, and I was just doing it because I loved Cthulhu Mythos, and I was just like, I want to make this just for these, because I was doing Let's Plays, and I was always mentioning Cthulhu Mythos stuff, or I had started a play called Cthulhu the RPG, and so I was just sort of getting into that, and I was like, I'm going to make a video just explaining things, and so things just sort of kicked off from there. When are we getting the Exploring Mang Food series? Never. That was a disaster. Turns out people that don't know how to cook should not make cooking videos. Have I ever considered playing in a D&D game for content? Also, what's the little guy behind you's name? That is Boogle. Playing D&D for content. If someone else, like if there was some other group that was like that made like D&D, I don't remember what live plays or whatever it is online or whatever, and they invited me to join for a little bit, I would do that. But I don't think I would host any sort of content on here, especially because I don't really play Dungeons and Dragons. I play a lot of other RPGs, Call of Cthulhu, Shadow of the Demon Lord. I'm running a game for my family right now that I'm using Nave, which is a very simple little RPG. Favorite band / musician? Breaking Benjamin. I'm just going to say it. I'm not ashamed. You know, you just sort of latch on to musical taste when you're younger, and doesn't often change. Topic of food, what's my favorite dish? Tacos. You pretty much put anything in a tortilla shell of any kind, and I'll probably eat it. I mean, tacos just work. But nowadays, this is not an advertisement or anything, but I hopped on, I won't even say the name. I hopped on one of those, like, meal delivery services where you get all the ingredients and you just put it together. That's been really interesting. I was never much of a cook before, but having this, you know, a somewhat simple recipe, all the ingredients provided for you, I've been eating some really unique, interesting meals. So pretty good. Those guys still have the same sound to this day. That's why I like it. It's like, you know, I'm perpetually 15. It works out. Soft or hard shell? Typically hard shell. Yeah. But I mean, it all works. How do I write my videos? What is the process? It's not that fascinating. You know, it depends on the thing I'm covering. If it's a single SCP, that's really the most basic. It's basically, you know, line by line. I read each sentence of the entire SCP and I think, do I need to reword this? Should I just put it in as is? Do I cut it out entirely? Or do I blend it, you know, into the next couple sentences to sort of create a general summary of the paragraph? That's basically it. You know, that's very simple. When you get more into more difficult concepts, groups of interest, or like my themed videos of like aquatic SCPs, that's where it gets more complicated. I have to gather up, you know, 12 or whatever SCPs all together. I got to read through them all. I got to decide, should this be in the video? Should this be mentioned in the video? Shouldn't I do a whole, you know, sort of expose on this one? All sorts of stuff like that. But generally, yeah, it's just a line by line kind of summary. Any series I would consider going back to and add or revise a topic? Yeah, I've mentioned in the past sort of going back and redoing my Cthulhu Mythos series. Because it's a topic I really enjoy. And I think it could benefit from my experience and my better microphone setup and thing like that. I've always talked in the past about going back and adding to stuff like the Elder Scrolls series, the Middle-earth series. I think the only one that I'm definitely going to go back to and continue is the 40K series, because I really left that unfinished, but I really don't have any plans of when this will all happen. How am I doing myself with everything that's going on in the world? How are me and my family? Good. Can't complain. I mean, a lot of people in my family ended up getting COVID, mostly because they just were very lackadaisical about any sort of precautions. But fortunately, there were really no serious complications from that. You know, they were just ill. So that was fortunate. I did lose two of my grandparents very recently. My grandpa actually died the day after Christmas. So that was a bit of a bummer. We were having a family Christmas party that day, so that sort of put a damper on things. But he made it to 100, so, I mean, that's as much as you can hope for. You know, it is what it is. But other than that, I mean, I'm doing all right. But I consider doing exploring history more often. I generally preserve exploring history for October. That is the month of weird historical topics. Beyond that, you know, the schedule is generally so filled. You know, I don't want to nix an SCP video in March to do a history topic. And now with Final Fantasy going on, I mean, like, I'm working on these Final Fantasy videos like every single day alongside SCP stuff, just because it's a lot more work. So it's hard to squeeze in anything else or even think about anything else. Well, I cover SCP-682 if, when it receives a rewrite, it has a crazy number of logs now. Yeah, Cactus told me that it was going to be rewritten. Gears was apparently supposed to be working on it. I was told it was going to be rewritten when I started my SCP series. So it's been a while. I don't know if it'll ever be rewritten. I don't have a great deal of interest in it unless it gets rewritten. So I don't know. It's one of my least favorite SCPs. When was that light bulb moment for you when you decided to go ahead and start making exploring videos? Yeah, so like I said, I saw the video that was the Cthulhu Mythos Explained in like 15 minutes. And I was like, you can't explain it in 15 minutes. You need a whole series of videos to explain it. And that's what I did. Guitar in the back, do I play? No, purely decorative. I tried to learn it. I tried to start learning. And then I just realized, like, my fingers, I have keyboard fingers. I don't have guitar fingers. And it's just not pleasurable to develop guitar fingers at this age. Of all the series I have made, what is my favorite? It's sort of like picking your favorite kid. I mean, I love every series I've done. I might say Norse mythology. That was a topic that I knew nothing about. Like when I started that, the only thing I knew about Norse mythology was like Odin is at the top and there's Thor and Loki's. It was basically from everything I knew was from Marvel. So I knew nothing. And I was going into this topic that was like they teach college courses about, you know, people study Norse mythology their whole adult life. So I was really nervous about dipping my toes into that, but I learned so many cool things, and it was really just an awesome mythology, awesome topic to delve into. So that was really cool. When I'm not doing YouTube, what do I do? Not much, because YouTube is both my job and my hobby on my other channel where I make Let's Plays. So generally, I'm either working on YouTube videos for Exploring Series or I'm recording, you know, Let's Play YouTube videos for my other channel. So that's, you know, I'm really all about the YouTubes. All right, like I said, I'm also studying Japanese. I'm studying Japan and Japanese at the same time. But I read books, but that's about it. Have I ever thought of doing Star Wars? I have done Star Wars. I did a short series, like 18 videos or something like that. If you check my playlist, you can see I did a series on that. It was not well received at the time. Star Wars was the last series before Final Fantasy XIV that I chose on my own. I did Cthulhu Mythos, and I was like, this is a good idea, this whole exploring thing. I'm going to do Middle Earth. And then I did Middle Earth, and I was like, wow, this is doing well. People are liking this. I like it. But I also really like Star Wars, and I think Star Wars could be big. The problem was that I was a very small fish in a big pond of Star Wars videos. So it was really, the views went way down. So I abandoned it, and that's when I switched to doing polls. What's my game channel? It's called Mang's LPs. I link it in the description of every video, even the description of this stream. So it's at the bottom of the description. How often do I plan on doing these live streams? I wouldn't mind doing once a month. I mean, we get enough people in here. It's fun to answer questions. We might run out of questions. I'm not that interesting of a person, but we'll see. My favorite YouTuber besides myself, like the YouTuber that they post a video and I'm like, I'm there. Possibly Dunkey. Possibly Video Game Dunkey. He's a fellow Wisconsinite. Funny dude. Generally just puts out stuff I enjoy. But I gotta say, Techmoan, far, you know, other end of the spectrum over there with Techmoan, but he's really never put the, you know, that's a video that is just relaxing. He's got a good voice. I like always what he's talking about. So it's up there. Very different ends, but Dunkey and Tecmon. There you go. How old am I? I am 30 years old. I'll be turning 31 in a few months, but I'm an old, old gentleman. Not that old. Is it only me that runs this channel? Yep. It is entirely me. There is no one else involved. And I like that way. I don't have to depend on anyone else. You know, I don't have to like, oh, you got to do this by this day. Or, you know, it's all just, if something happens on this channel, it is because I have willed it to happen. And I like that. Does Wisconsin have any urban legends or mysteries? We have the Hodag in Rhinelander. If you go up to Rhinelander, you'll see Hodag statues everywhere. It's like, no one's ever seen a Hodag. There's no pictures of a Hodag. This is just stupid. This is dumb. It's not even like Bigfoot, where it's like, it's conceivable. It's Bigfoot is also dumb, but it's conceivable. Hodag is, come on now. Come on now. What's my cat's name? So the only one you can see there is Boogie or Boogle. I have another one over there, Kitty. And then up here, just out of view, is Locke. Took a year off. Got anything special planned for next April Fool's Day? Yes. I have a pretty solid idea in my head of what I want to do for April Fool's. I have not started it yet. I probably should. You know, I try each April Fool's video, I try to do something very different, very unique. And I think this one will be pretty unique. You remember the readings I did in detail? Can I identify an SCP by its number? Not all of them. I wouldn't, you know, if you picked a random SCP that I did, I probably couldn't tell you what I did, you know, what it's about. But I can generally remember all like the big ones. From Wisconsin, have I heard of Red Letter Media? I've heard of them. I've actually never checked them out. I should. I've heard of really nothing but good things. Can I say the Ouroboros cycle? Have I ever gone camping? Yeah. I mean, mostly in my youth, we did sort of the tent camping thing. Nowadays, it's like, no one's interested in that. Just get a cabin and be done with it. Am I using YouTube chat or something? Yeah, I'm just looking at YouTube chat. What is SCP-4011? Well, I know that. I mean, I just did that, so I at least know that. If I wasn't doing YouTube, what would I see myself doing instead? I'd probably be working for the family business, and I'd probably be fairly miserable. So I mean, YouTube has a lot of issues, don't get me wrong, but I mean, I am extremely grateful that it exists, that I can just sit here, you know, in my home, make videos that people love and get paid for it. I mean, it's pretty incredible. When did I start reading SCPs? Around 2011. I read through the first 1,000 or so. That was pretty much about all there was at the time. Wear clean clothes if you're going to be on video. This is about as clean as it gets. You know, I have 3 cats that are into everything, so. How long did it take for my channel to take off? Well, I did Let's Plays for starting in 2011. Exploring series started in like 2016, I think. So like 5 years before I stumbled upon a good idea. Could I say hi to Brazil, the entire country? Yes. Hello. Hello, Brazil. What sort of culture is the name Mang from? I don't know. It was from Dark Age of Camelot. It was the random name generator It ended on Mang. Originally, it was spelled Mang. And I stuck with that for a while. And then I don't know why I switched to Mangg. Probably I had to make another character at some point, and I couldn't use Mang. So I switched, and then that became like my main character, probably in World of Warcraft. So. Come to Brazil. Well, not right now, but maybe someday. Do I have any longer SCP videos planned? Not like at the moment, but yeah, I want to do some more canons, like the resurrection canon, and you know, some of this stuff really gets like out there. Like some of like the space stuff is really like very different than what a lot of people are used to. But I think. At this point for the channel, I think people are sort of open to all sorts of non, like, mainstream SCP stuff. So, yeah. Am I going to do SCP-5500? That's Death of the Authors, right? I'm pretty sure. That's the one with, like, the sort of choose-your-own-adventure in it, I believe. I just don't know how to do that in video form. And a lot of, like, the... in sort of references to the different authors of the wiki sort of go over my head, and I don't know how I could do it with sort of the proper understanding and respect that I think it deserves. So I don't know. Greetings from Greece. Will I cover the second War of the Flesh if it exists or when it's released? Possibly. I mean, I don't know. With Metaphysician gone, I don't know if we'll ever get something like that. I don't know how well sarcasm is going to flourish in the future. Most hated SCP is the puppy machine. I mean, I don't like SCP-682, but I hate the puppy machine. I'm not even that big a fan of dogs, but it's just like I can't handle the puppy machine. I guess that's the other SCP that I think is just too messed up and I think shouldn't exist. I mean, I guess it's sort of meant to be sort of humorous, but it's like, I don't know. I just, have I ever met a fan who recognized my voice? No, that would be highly impressive. I did meet a fan once who did recognize the logo on the shirt, so that was really cool. But voice, no, especially because, like I said, my normal speaking voice is a little different. Have I ever experienced anything paranormal? No. Well. This is like a haze of a memory from when I was a kid. I was like walking down the street near my house, you know, to go to like the park or something like that. I don't know how, I was probably like 8 years old or something like that. And I saw in the street, this is from my memory. This could be completely false. But I saw in the middle of the road, a rabbit's head upright, just like it grew out of the street. I don't know how this occurred. There was probably a very normal explanation for this, but it was a bloody rabbit's head growing out of the road. Freaked me the hell out. So I went to the park, you know, disturbed, and when I came back, it was gone. Now, probably just some, like, animal just, like, plucked it up or something like that. But in my memory, the blood stain was gone as well. So I don't know. I don't know what to think. But generally, no, I don't believe in anything paranormal. Now, Now that I'm all about Final Fantasy, well, I've been all about Final Fantasy for a long time. Have I ever heard of the Final Fantasy House? No, I have not. Sounds interesting. Yeah, it may have been some work of some cult. Or it could have just been, I don't know, I didn't actually see it upright, and it was just some rabbit head or something, you know, that some animal left there. I don't know. My favorite book genre besides horror is fantasy. That's actually mostly what I read, as far as books are concerned. Rereading through the Stormlight Archives right now. Not look up the Final Fantasy House. Down the rabbit hole about it. It's a true story about psychotic roommates. That's an odd title for such a story. My favorite Final Fantasy 14 character is probably Kryle. That's because I'm such a big fan of Final Fantasy 5. So I aside from that, maybe Alizé. The sassier characters are generally the more interesting ones. Thoughts on Mortal Shell? Have I played that? Yeah, I just did a video on my top 10 games of 2020. I put Mortal Shell at number 10. I thought it was like a very good Souls-like, but a very, like a stripped-down Souls-like. Like nothing fancy going on with it whatsoever. Just solid. So it made number 10, which, you know, it was I felt it was a pretty good year of gaming. Have I ever thought about becoming an SCP? I don't know what kind of question that is. Like, have I ever thought of becoming a Middle Earth character? Is that possible? Perhaps that's not what you mean. DJ Cactus, before he went on hiatus, was apparently working on some sort of collaboration with a few other authors in which the Exploring series was going to be like an entity involved in the SCP. I thought that was really cool. I don't know if we'll ever see it, but it was cool. Who is my waifu? Probably Korone, I gotta say. I've been watching a lot of Korone, partly just because I'm learning Japanese and it's just kind of, you know, it's something to sort of listen to. But I don't think she's actually a good tool for learning Japanese because, one, apparently she has like a really weird accent. And two, she either like sort of speaks kind of slowly and just sort of repeats like the same words, you know, like when you're streaming, you'll just sort of repeat phrases over and over, like when you're panicking or something like that. And so that's not that helpful. But then when she actually is sort of just talking, she'll speak extremely quickly, and then I don't pick up anything. So, yeah. Something happened to DJ Cac. He's on hiatus. Apparently he had, like, writer's block, then he couldn't shake it. So he's currently on hiatus. I wish him all the best, hopefully, you know. Things will get sorted and he'll come back because otherwise I'll run out of SCP topics. So that would suck. Upcoming 2021 games I'm interested in. Yeah, quite a few. New Ratchet and Clank, the new Horizon game, Elden Ring. Did I play Sekiro? If so, did I enjoy it? Yeah, Sekiro was amazing. Just below Bloodborne for me. Do I paint any Warhammer models? No. A while back, I started to get into painting miniatures. And then I realized, like, just sitting here and doing like this for an hour just is not my thing. So I gave up. Most difficult aspect of learning Japanese? Well, apparently it's kanji. but I've not even gotten to kanji. So really, I would say, first of all, it's just like, really just sort of the same thing of any language. Like once you get like hiragana and katakana down, it's basically like learning any other language and just figuring out word order and grammar and things like that. I will say like the various counters are really annoying. Like you have to have, you use different words for counting long cylindrical objects or round objects or animals, or, you know, it's tricky. Yeah, a lot of these questions people are repeating, I've answered previously in the stream, so we don't really want to get bogged down with that. Do I own a fedora? No. The only thing I own is like several baseball hats. And I've been like, I wanted to get like a baseball hat with my logo on it, but apparently that's really like expensive. You need to order like 250 of them at a time, so... all right, let's switch over to Super Chats. About that time. Will I ever own a fedora? Are those in? Are fedoras cool now? Probably not. Even if they were cool, I probably wouldn't own one. Okay, let's see here. Super Chats. Wow, we've gotten a bunch. Jehovah's Thickness. Nice. Do I have a Discord? Also, why am I the greatest soul on this platform? Well, that's highly debatable, and I don't have an answer. But as for Discord, yes, it's in the description of this stream and every video I do. It's the second link down. Come join. We got all sorts of discussions going on in there. Sometimes. Chase Kelly, thank you. Profound Chair, thank you. Thoughts on the Lord of the Rings series set in the Second Age? Meh. I mean, I've heard some worrying things about it. And, I mean, obviously... this is going to be some original stuff, so it's always questionable. But I'm glad that it's not like, hey, here's a new story featuring Aragorn and Legolas, and they're running around. You know, it's like, it's going to be a very different thing than the films. So I'm pretty glad about that. Sean Corishuel / Buns, thank you very much. Joel SF, thank you. Your favorite entry in the Final Fantasy series? Typically, I would say 6. But Tactics is very high up there. I love Final Fantasy Tactics, especially with the War of the Lions translation. Just super good. 5 is one of my favorites, just for the gameplay. And 10 I really like, just because of the gameplay. I did a video a while back on my other channel, in which I rated all the Final Fantasy series after I did Let's Plays of every single one. So if you're really interested, you can look that up. Tyler Evan, thank you. Kind of wish you stopped doing so much SCP. As an old sub with no care for that franchise, but you do very good with views from it, so I get it. That's a big part of it, yeah. I mean, it pays the bills. There's no denying that. If I really disliked it, I wouldn't do it. But I understand it's not everyone's cup of tea. And before I did SCP, I was bouncing around from all sorts of stuff. So that's why I'm doing the side series, you know, every year. I'm trying to just mix it up. Gin Tonic, thank you. Love your work. Thank you very much. Sean Coishuel / Buns again, thank you. Don't listen, your SCP videos are my favorite format of the media. Yeah, and I know there's a lot of fans, and that's why it pays the bills. Tyler Forrester, thank you. Donated $4.20 and asked about Gamers Against Weed. Yeah, well, I think I've made it sort of clear. Possibly, but not because I really want to. XGNEPX, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Through purposeful silence of outro and lack of obnoxious intro, among much else, it is clear the respect for tone and pacing of the source material. Thank you for well representing the worlds we all adore. Thank you. Thank you very much. Matrix Wren, thank you. Hello again. I actually recently listened to your audiobook of At the Mountains of Madness, and I thought you did an incredible job. It was my first Lovecraft book, and it blew me away. You did an awesome job of Bloodborne. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a professional narrator as far as like audiobooks go, so the praise that I got and I've gotten has really been awesome. Zach Jimenez, thank you. Love what you do, bro. Keeps me sane during the long drive. Thank you. Innercitydispute.exe, thank you. Your vids on SCP are so awesome. Serpent Thorpe, thank you. What would it take to fix Gamers Against Weed so you'd cover it? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I haven't read everything related to Gamers Against Weed. It's just like the title alone just sort of is off-putting to me because it feels very meme-ish, and the few that I have read have been incredibly meme-ish. So I don't know. If someone if someone really believes earnestly that a Gamers Against Weed video would be good, not just funny, and they come to me and they say, well, look at this SCP, look at this one, look at this tale, this is a good story, then maybe we can get something together. Iron Crane 2003, thank you. Thanks for the content, sir. No problem. General Secretary Cyan, thank you. Donated twice. In your opinion, headcanon, what's the real SCP-001? Yeah, I've answered this before. I think if there was a real one, it would be like the prototype. It would just be the first one they found. That's what I think. Daniel Bull, thank you. Oh boy, it's 3 a.m. Yes, I see that comment on every video. Serpent Thrope again. Thank you. Do you like Dr. Cimmerian? As like a person or as like a content creator? I don't know him that well. He's certainly a sort of a controversial figure, I think, in video and sort of out of video. He tends to just sort of speak his mind. So I respect that. But I haven't really like hung out with him that much. I did the podcast with him. I mean, he's a good dude. I got nothing against him. Weebery, thank you. Just want to say you've got me through this pandemic with your content, and I never miss a new video. You're an awesome guy. Thank you. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Einar Ekram, thank you. Alman Mulk, thank you. Bruno Homerding, thank you. Ever thought about a cyberpunk lore series? There's some cool stuff there. So the cyberpunk, like the game and the RPGs and stuff. I mean, maybe. If it ever wins the poll, sure. It's a rare thing that I'm like, I'm going to do this because I love it. So for me to pick Final Fantasy 14 as I did is a pretty rare thing. Poison Everest, thank you. If you get a deal with Audible and read books, I'll get Audible so fast. You're a god. That would be pretty cool. I mean, I'm sure they don't just do that with anybody. And I think I'd have to get into like actual voice acting and like character voices and stuff for that to be a possibility. Unless they want to sign me up for just Lovecraft stuff, but I don't know. I don't know if they even do that. Marcus Falden, thank you. Keep at it, brother. Do more Star Wars. You got my vote. Also love your Warhammer 40K stuff. Thank you. IOG1, thank you. Love all your work, especially your SCP series. Got me through some long road trips and lonely times. Keep up the great work. Political Cumsock, thank you. Yo mama. You know, I guess if you, if that's what you think. The Hunted, thank you. Hello from the land down under. Are you planning on doing any more stories from Blackwood if there is any? There isn't any. That's, if there was like 100 more Blackwood tales, there would be 100 more videos on my channel. It's really just sort of waiting around for people to write it up. That's what the holdup is. Blackwood's like basically one of my favorite things of the SCP universe. You last the 23. Thank you. Favorite raid or trial in Final Fantasy 14? The Ivalice stuff. The Ivalice raids. Tactics is one of my favorite games. And so those raids, just all around fantastic. I had a joy doing the Ivalice raids. But there's a lot of fun things. A lot of fun raids, a lot of fun trials in that game. Zach Berg, thank you. Will I do a video on SCP-4975? Well, I guess I have to look that up now. Well, I can already tell you just based on the length, probably not. I would have to sort of put it together with a theme. So, bird SCPs. I don't know. Would anybody be interested in a bird SCPs video? Beyond that, I don't know. It's possible. There's a lot of these short SCPs that are good and well rated. I just have to think of a theme that ties them together. Tim Starsoul, thank you. Thanks for the videos. Keep up the good work. Political cumsuck again. Yo Mama 2.0. Again, if that's what you think. Matrix Ren again, thank you. You mentioned SLA. Have I tried Mistborn? Yes, I've read all the Mistborn books. I don't enjoy them quite as much as Stormlight Archives, but they're solid. Seth Berengar, thank you. Your videos and your way of handling and explaining abstract concepts are really inspiring. Have you ever written or considered writing stories of your own? Not really. Like, fiction writing is just tricky for me. When I was in college, I wrote a screenplay for it wasn't even a horror film. It was more like it was a really lame thriller. It was a shitty script. Since then, no, I haven't really thought of writing anything other than potentially a Lord Blackwood tale, if I ever get around to it. Joel SF again, thank you. Always appreciate the professionalism to your videos and effort put toward fictional concepts. Hope to see more Q&As in the future. Me too. I think I swore. I was trying not to do that. Dane G, thank you. Here, buy yourself something nice. Well, I will. You have commanded it. Medio Taffy, thank you. Zach for president, thank you. Your videos drive something in my brain, keeping the passion for the weird, unique, and fantastical alive. Thank you. Awesome. Medio Taffy again, thank you. Favorite SCP religion? Like I said, probably Church of the Broken God. They've come a far way from when they first started on the SCP wiki. When I first started, I was like, it's just another like sort of odd, evil tech religion, like whatever. But no, they've come a long way and I really like their stuff. Love listening to your videos while at work. It helps the hours melt by while I work on stuff. Nice. Zivon Saranic, thank you. Have some trouble falling asleep in your video. Your voice really helps with that. I've listened to most of your stories, but I have to keep re-listening to them because I fall asleep. Well, that's an okay problem to have. Alrighty, that is all of it. I look like your stepdad who died from a heart attack. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that. Yeah. Cheese ate death. Thank you. Yeah, I think that's about it. Like I said, I wanted this to go for about an hour. We went a little bit over, but that's fine. Like I said, I want to do one of these every month. So around about this time, like the end of the second week or so of each month, I think we should do a Q&A. It's fun. And, nice to hang out. It's nice to hang out once in a while. Keeps my face in people's minds. Otherwise, if I go a year, then you get all these people coming in and are like, that's what you look like? What? I thought you'd be like 80 years old with a giant beard. So, we'll keep things fresh. Toto95, thank you. Just bought a shirt in your store. Cool merch. Oh, nice. People have said, you should add more merch. And it's like, I don't know what to add. I don't have any other logos. I don't have like catchphrases. I don't know what else to do. Daniel Bull again, thank you. Keep sending in super chats so we can hear his voice. Yeah, I mean, that would do it, but I should probably cut this off soon before that happens. Like I say, check out the Discord in the description if you haven't joined up and you're interested. We don't do a whole lot of conversing there. It's generally a pretty chill, quiet place, but, it's there. D. Morgan, thank you. Is there an SCP mythos you feel like hasn't gotten enough love that you'd like to see explored more? Part of the SCP mythos? I mean, the UIU always deserve more love, no doubt about it. I mean, there's all these like new animated channels, so I think, you know, they have a lot of potential to explore some more obscure stuff. I mean, I want to see the entire Ouroboros cycle animated. I think that would be great. But, you know, it's all pretty good. Jonah Need, thank you. I use your videos to help me fall asleep. Thanks for the help. No problem. Lunar 994, how do you contain a god? I feel like I've discussed that in videos. All right. I'm gonna cut it off. Thank you all for joining, for popping in, chatting with me. Thank you all for the super chats. Crazy generous stuff. Really appreciate it. I'm gonna leave it off here. So we'll do this next month. Make, you know, save the date for, let's say, I don't know, February 11th. Let's say it. Save it. All right. Thank you all. Have a good rest of your day, rest of the week, rest of the month, all that good stuff. Stay safe.